This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Good evening, everybody. I'm sorry I'm a bit late today. There was just a meeting now, a school meeting, and I just had to be there. We're holding here in the Perek Gimel Torah of the Mitzvahs. I also want to share, because I'm talking with Chaverim, I think Darlan knows probably that my mother-in-law passed away week and a half ago, and I was actually scrolled there for the Shiva, and she was a very big person, and you know, and her Maisim, just sitting a week of Shiva, was incredible. Between 7,500 to 10,000 people came, each one with their own stories. It was an incredible event. Akoponim. Let's focus on what we have to learn. So we're in the middle of the Perek Torah of the Mitzvahs, and he's going to give here a few different descriptions of the role of Torah Mitzvahs. I want to try to explain something that he's going to do here and give us a better sense of some things. What is the purpose of Torah Mitzvahs? What does it do? So you can give a one answer. In order to get schar, we need to do things. But there's really a lot of facets to it. What does Torah Mitzvahs add to the world, or are they meaningless things? What does a person do to himself when he does Torah Mitzvahs? And all of these are different aspects of it. And therefore, it's something that he's going to address different sides. We saw last time that, first of all, the Ikar Bria is to be Mizdabik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Nana from the Tov. The Nevroim were created, everything else was created to serve man. That we spoke about last time. V'ulam, the last paragraph on Amud Chaf Dalet. Ra'asa chachmol yoyna, shekdei sheyasek ha-toiv ha-mitis ha-zois, in order to get this tov that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, ro'ui betchilo she'inusa v'yamu nisoyin, he has to be tested. V'hinei, so this world also has in itself the aspect of being a nisoyan. So he started out and saying that the person needs to be bocher bedaito bechefto betov yimasbara. That the process needs to be a process of it needs to be a process where a person is starting is has some sort of tests. So it's almost as if the paragraph repeats itself with one change. One is he has to choose tov and be moz bera, and now he says that's be nisyonos. So what he means to say is like this. That it's not only that. So in the first paragraph, I come into this world. I have a clear compass as to what is good. I have nothing but a desire to do what's good. I go towards the good, and I go with it. That is paragraph one. Paragraph 3 says it requires that the world itself produce not only things that are helpful, which is what he said in paragraph 2, but actually things that are both helpful and both in opposition. And both aspects of it are needed. So that means that this world is not only a world that helps you get to where you want to get to, it also provides some opposition. And the world itself contains two different dynamics, a dynamic that helps you. I don't want to use a term of Asa Kenegdo, Chas HaShalom, but there's the Asa part of the world and there's the Kenegdo part of the world. And it's only by the world being like that that a person can bring out the Metzias Tov Ra, Atche Yochol Limos Berav Lifra Betov. So he doesn't explain really what is the reason why Nisayin is good. The very, very facile definition of it is that, you know, if things are tougher, you get a lot more credit. If they're easier, you know, things are easy and so on. That's a very simple explanation. I don't think it actually, I think it does us well to think a little bit better than that, to do a little bit better than that. Just to say that the world is, has, makes harder or easier, so we get more credit, is like the Scrabble game, where if you put letters over a certain square, you get triple or double credit. No real substance to it. That's not true about the world over here. So I would venture to guess that he's meramezit, that it's a makom lenasos bo, ad sheyachol limos berav lifcha betov. And he says this before also, sheyifcha b'dai b'chav tzatov v'yimas berav. We're not talking about doing accomplishments. It's as if let's say I want somebody to gather seashells for me. So I don't need to, I don't care what the person wants or doesn't want, what the person does or doesn't do. It doesn't really bother me. As long as he brings me the seashells, it's good enough. So I could have thought that mitzvahs like that also. The answer is no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to develop an attachment to Tov and a liking to Tov and a disgust of Ra and a despising Ra. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to build into us. The reason for it is because it's who we become. We're not so much, it's not what we've done, because, again, if I have somebody gather seashells for me, it's because I want seashells. I don't care much about the person. So whatever the person's matzav ruach is, whether he liked it or didn't like it or did it wholeheartedly or was even thinking about it, I couldn't care less. Over here, Kadosh Baruch Hu cares about us. And when a person has to struggle with something and he has to and he has to pull away from something and move towards something, that becomes part and parcel of the person. It's an important klal in general, nisyonos. Anything that comes easy to us does not become part of us. And if the matara is for something to become part of us, only things that you sweat for and you work hard, very easy to see it with money. Kids that get everything served on a silver platter don't appreciate it much. And they're kind of very cavalier with the money, and so on. Person who had to sweat bullets to earn the money, he's extremely attached to it. And it's very, very, he's not going to be frivolous with the money. So the same thing is true also, this world had to be world misionos, meaning that this world itself has in itself elements that assist and elements that prevent us or stand in the way of our accomplishment. One more point I'll add to this. If you think more deeply about it, even the elements that oppose us, in the end of it, they are helping us. Because the struggle to get to good is what helps us attach to good, and because the struggle to get away from bad is what makes us disgusted with bad, in the big, big, big picture, that which throws up a wall, an obstacle, is actually bringing out the same qualities. So if we look at it in a very, very big picture, it all is helping us have Avodas Hashem. But if we look at it on a day-to-day level, on a straightforward level, then it's something which helps us, which hinders us, and that's how we look at it. V'omnam, next paragraph. Metzius atovera mitihu, shehine sam adon baruch hu ba'olam kedusha v'tumah. Tov and Ra in the world become embodied in a koach called Kedusha and a koach called Tuma. So Tov and Ra itself are individual points, so that eating this is Ra, acting like this in business is Ra, talking like this is Ra, vice versa. But when you add it together, you get a quality called Kedusha and Tuma. Pirush Kedusha hi mitzius kirva l'isparach. Kedusha is that which is things that are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we now have a sort of an all-enveloping concept of bringing things close. V'tumah hi mitzius richa v'isparach. Tumah is a richa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKedusha hi hashpoa sh'adon Baruch Hu mashpia mishu v'ar l'seh. V'hashroa sh'ashay olav. The Kedusha is a type, a sense of things. It's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows on a person that's shaykh to it. V'atumahu richuk HaKadosh Baruch Hu misrachik v'helem shemis alim. So tumah is something which is a sense of richuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu misrachik and misalim. So Kedusha and tumah are a sort of cholistic point, that they are a general concept that includes the acts that are not good. It includes the feelings of a person where he doesn't sense HaKadosh Baruch Hu around him. So tumah would be a sense of things where a person does not sense HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kedusha, a person senses HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kedusha is the sum total of the things that are divine, and tumah is the sum total of things that negate the divine. Omnam ha'emesu she'in ha'baruch hu she'bara baruch hu ezek kochos ruchnis sarchim yazer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created ruchnis de kochos. Ve'in kochos yushve v'choshech v'zuma. These kochos are mashpia choshech zuma. Asher v'chol mokom she'tim s'shama zuma hi v'shrachekzen ha'kedusha v'is'alem v'shav aryas bara v'yad kran perasab tuma. So all of the areas that Chazal spoke about Sutton, about Shadim, about Ruach HaTumah, anything of that nature is a Bria who sort of is misrachik from, it's the sense of Richard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, so both Kedusha and Tumah are, and it's hard to describe it, it's a sense of things that associates itself with good and the bad. And they actually become kochos. So there are kochos of Tov, Eliyahu HaNavi, Malachim, certain Malachim, and there are kochos of Ra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them to be part of that sense of tumah. If I can explain maybe one more drop. I need, in order for be able to negate Kedusha, I need to be able to find a world of tumah. Let's give an example. A Metzora is somebody who has done things that society of Yisrael Kedoshim must reject him. So he sits outside of the tum, because he's not part of that. But in order for the balance of Tov and Ra and Kedusha and Tumah, there needs to be a world that welcomes him, that accepts him. And there is a world like that, and that's the Ruach of Tumah. That world allows him to feel he's part of something else. It's just like, I guess, misery loves company, and people who are down and out find each other, and they reinforce each other's weak spots, and that's this koach. Ve'ulam, sam ha'odin baruch hu koach b'maiseh adam le'orer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person the ability to be Ma'orah, the Shoshim Yoinim, V'hainu shi mamshichim or shav yosper kar tuvoi v'hem shechazura tumahi. The person is really the trigger for creating Ashpoh of Kedusha or Tuma. It's not a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Nefesh HaChayim makes this point a lot. It's really the person who has that koach. And it's his maisim that create more of a sense of it, and vice versa. So I guess if we could ask Alex, if we could define what is Kedusha and Tuma, you would say that there are certain feedback mechanism. So they are a sense of things, but it works through a feedback mechanism. V'hine, yichad loy ma'isim shad mosh ha'kdusha v'tzil asmen. So now the ma'isim have an actual existence. This word also. So normally when we are doing all sorts of mitzvahs, there's no feedback in this world. But when now we do have something, and that is Kedusha. So he says that's the Maisim type and bring the Kedusha. The Heim Vitzelasim and Klal Mitzvos. The Yichid Maisim Shal Yod Nevash Hazuma Vitzivol Imanamem Heim Klal Yisurim. So a person now has the ability to place himself in a world that is distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or a world that is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's all, he's the one who actually triggers these things. V'omnam ha'toiva mitis el dvekes play. So even though we're talking about Tzchar, we're talking about Tuma and Tara, Kedusha, Tuma and Kedusha, and so on, but the point of it is to be dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is a guideline for me. As I'm doing Torah and mitzvahs, I'm moving towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm sensing the Kedusha that's coming, and that's drawing me still closer. So this creates an appropriate framework to bring me closer to Tov and to Kedusha and so on. The Inah Mitzvahs, we explained, they're the ones that bring the Shefa. And, again, Elohim Tzorim Shalom Tuzak Tzorim Mitzvahs, Kimi Shehir Velis Kadeh Shefa Kedoshas Baruch, Hu Roi Lidovik Boi, Belahanis Betuvah Mitzvahs. Umi Shehir Boli Tamei Bezuma Shal Zecharinu, Yeh Bultu Al Dov Boi Midoche Menu. So, Mitzvahs and Averis create Kedusha in a person and Tum in a person, and and that makes the person to be either royally stubbic or not royally to be stubbic. Let's explain a little bit about the dveikus. What does it mean to be dubbic in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How is a person dubbic in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The answer is that things that are similar and alike tend to stick together. So people that are academic stick together, people that are artsy stick together, people that are athletic, people stick to their own kind. And the closer you are, if you talk to somebody, if you have somebody who you feel you have a real common understanding, it creates a lot of sense of togetherness, belonging. That is the derech of what kirva is. So if a person becomes more and more enveloped in Kedusha, meaning it's a divine-like type of environment, he's wrapped in that, that is something that brings a kirva versus the opposite in Tuma. The word Kedusha means designated for something which is focused in a certain direction. In this case, it's to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whereas Tuma is something which is incapable of attaching itself. It's like the Tuma of a bar, it's stuffing up. You no longer have the ability to mischabet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So b'meila, dveikus won't be able. So dveikus is the real tachlis, But Kedusha and Tumah is the means for getting there, and mitzvahs and averus are the means for drawing Kedusha yourself or Tumah. Romney says, Yesh b'chal dvorim eilu madregos rabbis, Yosef ha-Kedusha, Zumash ha-Zacharnu. V'chein b'tovah she-niknesh ad-ya maisim ha-tovim, v'ad-chiyah she-nitcha ad-men ad-ya royim, v'ha-hefesh ben ad-m chavera v'mayla mitis, k'mashvar ha-rizat v'shmayim. This is a point that applies possibly to every area of Kedusha. We tend to have a kind of very linear view of these things. Okay, so tell me, you do this, you get a rohaba, you get a high neshama, you're Kedusha, this, that, the other thing. That's very, very, and therefore it's like one or the other. And it's either all or nothing. Especially since it reads like that a lot. If a person is a Kaddish, he's closer to the throne, he's a Tomei, he's far from Kaddish Baruch Hu. We're very, very, very complex. People are extremely complex. There are a lot of aspects of themselves. And so, and therefore, whenever you have an analysis of how close a person is to Hashem, you must look at it in different facets, different aspects, and very hard to give a bottom line, okay, you know, he's X degrees close to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, X degree, Y degrees far from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. There are tremendous differences. He says over here, the distinction between people lies in these various types of nafkiminis. And a person could be extremely mishtalim in chesed, lacking in something else, okay in this, and phenomenal in something else. All of those are possibilities. It's not like, and it's one of the reasons why the Ramchal wrote a Sefer Sosei Sharim, where he goes from the lowest madrega to the highest madrega a person can attain. So every one of us is going to say, you know, we really need to stick in the first chapter because we're only holding over there. But that's not true, because a person can be holding in the first chapter, Legabi, most of his things. There could be one or two areas where he's holding a much higher chapter, or vice versa. A person needs to understand that it's complex. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shefik Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what the bottom line is. But we can a little bit deal with the elements. We can a little bit understand A or B or C. But the whole picture together really is beyond. And therefore, bearing in mind that there's an incredible amount of madregas. So even though Musasfar intends to speak very sharply, like they'll say, anyone, and even Chazal, if somebody learns Krishma, you know, if somebody learns Krishma, the Mitzanin, for the Gehennis, that is Ben Olam Haba, and so on. Not Krishma, sorry, Ashrei. Somebody learns Ashrei three times. All these points are true, but it's one element in a bigger picture. Marshall, if you want to accept somebody, talking about accepting somebody to an institution, to yeshiva, to a university, whatever it is, you look at a whole bunch of different aspects and in determining his fitness. And a person might be very strong in one area, weak in another area, and okay in a third area. But all of it is part of that picture. Now, so he says all these things are those different madrigas we're talking about. V'tzor sheteida shekemoi shenitin la'odam shemamshich la'atzei kedusha izuma keinitin lo shebekoach ma'isim yamshich la'biyakula akedusha izuma v'nimtzo kalavriya mitakenes u'niskalkelos la'odam. He says man's actions are amplified tremendously. A person is the person himself. It has the ability that when he does good, the entire bria softens a bit and becomes a better place, and vice versa. The person's maisim in the big picture affect the entire world. the Ramchal himself, in his Akdamot of Mesillas Yesharim, says this. He says a person in this world, he says, is here in order to be Mis'anig al Hashem. If you think about it more strongly, you're here to be Misdavik Hashem. And then he says, you know what? A person who does well brings the entire world up with him, and so on and so forth. So I guess the way to understand it is, we saw before, he says everything's created for Adam's sake. They are like a microphone to a speaker. They have no deeper of their own, but they kulay amidaba what the person is saying. It's a certain darga of I guess being mevatel yourself to the world. It's in a certain sense, it allows you to become a borei olamos. Chazal say an extraordinary lashon. They say just like Hashem is borei olamos, so too tzaddikim borei olamos. The fact that a person can take things and bring them out means that the person creates things. He's able to be Daimei Kadosh Baruch Hu. And so it's not only he himself that's affected, he is the master of Bria. And that's what the Pasuk says. Kadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, he said, you do ours for Kivshua. He gave man the mandate. It's not even an option, it's an obligation to go out and to make sense of the world and have the world come together, or be at least be good and so on. So you have different type of different types of nuances in what it is that the person's goal is in Avodas Hashem. At first glance, the first message a person needs to hear is, it will be good for you. You will really like it. As a person goes on, they'll say, take yourself out from you. And there's a Rebbe Shalom there. It's just like, imagine somebody's going out on a date. And he comes back and the Shatran asks him, how was it? And he says, it was fantastic. The food in the restaurant was great. And the show went to see was fantastic. And this and that. I really can't tell you how much I enjoyed the date. It's, you know, I owe you a big hug. And Shad says, by the way, what about the girl? He says, she was okay. She didn't bother. That's not the tachlis. But we start with this anigal Hashem. We start with the personal tainuk. And we move on from there to saying this tainuk is only a prelude for coming close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the end goal of it. And then we say, for us to become close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it is by becoming a Yad HaRichter, by the fact that we are the ones who perform Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria. That in itself is God's Sada, and that's what a person strives for. Okay, sorry I was a bit late again, and Be'ez Hashem, next week we'll continue. There was a small something about next week, but you'll know well in advance through Rabbi Lebel, Be'ez Hashem. Okay. Call to Bagud.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't.